Good morning. It is 9 a.m. Welcome to the weekly business session of the Josephine County Board of Commissioners. Commissioner Hare and myself are here. Commissioner Walker is absent. We have the agendas out in the hallway or the foyer. If you want to use one and obtain one. And otherwise, we will follow the agenda as is given. And as we normally do, we begin our time together by standing and pledging allegiance to the flag. Thank you. Commissioner Hare just reminded me that it is November 22nd, 2016. Leave the date off. So anyway, the first action on our weekly business session agenda calls for a continuation of the public hearing held on November 9th, 2016 in the matter of uniform procedure for setting fees charged by county and community development, presented at Julie Schmelzer, Community Development Director. This meeting is not for the purpose of input, gathering information. It is a matter of the commissioners to discuss what is the desire on the proposal to move it, hold it, change it, do whatever.
That seems like the gamut of options.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to the annual conference of AOC, County Commissioners, last week, I wasn't able to sit down with the Community Development Director and the Building Manager, and so I'm recommending, unfortunately, an additional continuation. So the date that I thought that would probably be most appropriate is December 14th. I know that's a long ways out, unfortunately, but at the same time, they have more fees than most other departments combined, so it's pretty important that we get that right. I'd hate to just miss the opportunity to make an adjustment, as the Building and Safety Department is fiscally strapped. They're not meeting their revenue needs, not for lack of building inspections, just for lack of capturing the actual costs of providing that service. So it is important that we make adjustments. They just have to be done correctly. So I'd make a motion, if you would be so inclined, to continue this hearing till December 14th.
I'll second that. Any other discussion on that? The only discussion that I would have on it is the one on the annual compliance inspection timeline, the $2 charge, $2 per plant charge. Because that is such a volatile situation, and I would love to see that removed from this whole fee scheduling. Because even in a two-week period of time, it's not going to have enough time to process all of it. But I'd just love to see that removed from the
prospective final product. Okay. I don't have an opinion, I suppose, one way or the other, but I can definitely, the product that we will present to the board will give that adjustment.
Okay. So the motion would include the removal of the...
I'm not amending my motion, because I'm not going to, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, making incremental adjustments. I guess we're not taking public comment anymore, even though I just got an email, you probably did too, from Representative Carl Wilson's office addressing the marijuana issue and the annual inspection element and stuff. So I think that there's a lot of things that are possibly in flux with marijuana, so my focus is going to be to try not to do too much on that, and more to focus on the building and safety element. So that one would have come into the planning inspection department. Yesterday, I believe, we received probably individual update from our legal counsel on some issues regarding the marijuana fees associated on that that prospective sheet. So I think they're all kind of in still deliberation stage. I, wouldn't want to pick one over another. We'll probably have to have that discussion.
Yes. Would you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Yes. Motion has been approved, and the public hearing for the continuation of the matter of uniform procedure for setting fees will be continued until December 14th. At 5:30, that's right. It's the second meeting of the month that will be held at 5:30 in the evening. Okay, on to number two, the administrative actions in consideration of the first one. Approval of order number 2016-015 in the matter of uniform procedure for setting fees charged by the county community development adopting fee schedule. We'll just roll that over and continue that until the 14th of December. The second one, B, is the initiation of formation of a special library district. Approval of letters to cities of Grants Pass and Cave Junction. Mr. Hicks.
Good morning. I'm Molly Hicks, legal counsel, and the subject of the library district and the law enforcement district were actually raised last week here in the Manners from Commissioners. And so that led to the discussion about the timeline preceding the upcoming election. And we have provided some documentation since then regarding what various waypoints the board would need to satisfy if you did decide to put a district onto the ballot coming up in May 17. The main point regarding the timeline is that the charter requires a 90-day advance time before the election for the board to issue its order that would direct a district to go on to the ballot. And so that kind of pushes all the other timelines that are statutorily imposed back to where the board would need to, at the latest, vote out a resolution to which it would be, which would include resolutions from both cities that would be included in any district that the board would decide to send to the ballot next month. You need to do that by December 21st. And so that would require formal action on the part of the governing body of any cities, Grants Pass, Cave Junction, that would be included with any districts that you choose to send to a ballot. And so thus, pushing the timeline even back to today, this is basically your opportunity to authorize formal letters to go out from the governing body, from the board, to the cities, and attached to those letters would be draft resolutions that you're requesting the cities consider and return to you should they so approve them prior to your December 21st date, which is when this matter would come back before you. So that's addressing the timeline there, and hopefully we're all crystal clear on how that's shaping up. Okay, good. The paperwork you have received is a letter, and there's one for each of the districts. We'll take them in turn. So regarding the library, there is a letter that is the standard. It follows the standard format that the board has sent out in prior years regarding districts. And attached to that is a draft resolution. If you have had an opportunity to review it and wanted to make any changes, if you decide to send this forward, I guess that's by any, I don't know if that's a foregone conclusion by any close approximation. But if you do, then I would certainly welcome your edits and. That point.
I think it's important to recognize the fact that, especially for the library and even for the law enforcement district, that it's really just providing the next board, who hasn't been sworn in yet, an opportunity to weigh in on these two options that would go to the voters in the May 16, 2017 ballot. They're not necessarily endorsing the proposal one way or the other. That discussion hasn't taken place by the next board as to whether or not they're either in favor of sending the library or the law enforcement district forward. I think, unfortunately, there hasn't been hardly any conversation among this board talking about the law enforcement district, other than at the library district meeting where the library board came and proposed this issue before this board. The fact that the fiscal situation of Josephine County is such that the next board might inherit the decision or is likely to inherit the decision of continuing to keep open our adult jail, given the expiration of Secure Rural Schools as a major funding stream for that facility or for all public safety elements. That's definitely an option that the next board is going to have to entertain. So, giving them all the tools in the tool chest to propose something of a funding stream, they have to have this process started by this board, initiated. And it's not necessarily an endorsement of any kind of a product or what have you. It's just giving them the opportunity to have that discussion. And at any point between now and first, second reading, probably up until mid-January, mid-February, yes, they can pull that process, yeah, maybe even later,
yeah,
and pull it from the ballot. So, but if you don't initiate this process today and wait, then you're removing their opportunity to choose, is what I see.
Yes, the timeline is basically dictated.
I don't want to say that the gravity of sending a district, there isn't any. I mean, it's kind of a major deal, and I think people get their hackles up for something of the conversation. But what I come back to is the 2000, and I think it was a 13 ballot question that said that the current level of service, which was greater than it is now, is not meeting the public's needs by almost 75%.
Are we on 2B?
I think we were. He was addressing both of the districts together.
You weren't addressing both of the districts. You were addressing 2B.
Okay, specifically, yes. Library.
I'm happy to talk about.
Yeah.
Of course, in terms of the timeline,
right,
it's the
same. We need to settle 2B first.
Okay.
So to finish my comments on that, the board had already endorsed the idea of sending the option of a district for the library to the next board. And so when the library board came before this board, I iterated that I think you're going to have to do this proposal again in January once the new board takes office before the newly elected commissioners.
If you want to keep it alive, you'd have to send the letter out well in advance.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And that's basically what we're saying. We want this. What this is saying, we're going to initiate the district, or the question is, do we, in order that we can send these letters out so that they can be received back from the cities, because if we don't get those letters back from the cities, there's no initiation of a district.
Not that would include cities.
Right.
And just the rural,
right,
areas where that's,
right.
So that's right.
Any questions for Mr. Hicks on 2B?
No.
You don't need to move the
thing.
On to 2C, the initiation and the formation of a county service district for law enforcement. Approval of letters to cities of Grants Pass and Cave Junction. Mr. Hicks?
The letter here is very similar.
Yeah.
And the attached to proposed resolution is a draft resolution. Is rather broad in its verbiage. I didn't receive, I guess, from the board particular clarity to go any further than that. So the paperwork is designed to address the contemporary nature of the situation.
And the timeline is basically the same for both of these.
Yes, it is.
Proposed districts.
Yes, it is.
Any other comments you want to make on 2C?
Yeah, 2C. Well, I think I would reiterate what I said before, is that this board really hasn't had an opportunity to discuss this, and it frankly just gives the next board that same opportunity that it has for the library district to discuss it, that future board that hasn't yet been sworn in yet. So otherwise, they're left with really no option. There is no November 2017 planned election. And even if there were, you can't exercise whatever kind of a decision, if it were positive, until 2018 November, because that's when the subsequent tax bills would go out. And so it's just, this is pretty much the only opportunity for that board to discuss it for almost 2 years before the following November. If it doesn't happen May 17, it won't be exercised until November of 18, and that's too long. The county can't go that long without something, and probably keep the jail open. So that's a pretty big decision for this board, and honestly, all you're doing is providing them the opportunity to have a discussion about it.
The whole issue of the law enforcement district is obviously something of which personally have been very involved in for previous many years before I sat down as a commissioner. And even as a commissioner, the whole efforts have been very supportive. Do we need more money in the law enforcement district, including the sheriff's department, juvenile justice, parole and probation, and
fourth one is?
There's DA and there's patrol.
District attorney, thank you. That's what
parole and probation.
And do we need more money in the some of those are able to function and are functioning quite well. Anybody who says that the sheriff's department, juvenile justice is functioning and functioning well with the current fiscal intake now is dreaming in some other atmosphere. We have a serious law enforcement issue question that we need to address. Serious. But we have to address them as the citizens, not as the decree of the Board of Commissioners. We've seen that very clearly presented in over the last three efforts. I have said that I will not support initiating an issue from the commissioners myself. I will not support that. There has to be an awakening amongst the citizenry of Josephine County that this is something that we are willing to support. To this date, that citizenry has not supported it. It's going to take a whole revisioning, rethinking, reshaping, whatever is going to be necessary. But I don't believe that that is my decision to make on the behalf of everybody else. We've got serious issues, serious problems, economic issues, and these need to be worked through and talked through, not defended or rebutted, but they need to be generated so that we can discuss them together as a corporate body. And I don't see this as an answer to that. We haven't discussed it as a board. This has not been discussed by all three of us in a meeting. First I saw of it was the news story presented online by Kimberly Kohler, who was here. And just during this week's city council meeting, this is supposed to be the county meeting, there was talk of a safety levy or district maybe on the ballot again. That was, I wasn't a part of that meeting apparently, because that was not ever an issue. But to say that we can somehow solve this issue, personal opinion, and reflective of my approach and my voting on this thing, to solve this issue on the basis of decree of the Board of Commissioners is absolutely unacceptable and outlandish. It's just not going to happen. The last ones have got increasingly defeated by an increasingly greater number. And, you know, that's the definition of insanity, is you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And the biggest concern that I have about this appearing at the very last minute is that this is somehow going to impact the library district, and that really bothers me. Because there's no continuation between, or continuity between the two of those at all. The one, the library has begun this whole process a long time ago, and sowing and talking, and trying to get the soil all turned up and right, and then this comes out of the blue, and I hope it does not have a negative connotation upon the library district, but I just don't see the formation of a law enforcement district. It didn't come out of the board. We didn't have a vote on that. It just appeared on the agenda, and it's like, well, yeah. And we went from there. So,
Mr. Chair, I'd like, yep. If I may. So I think the gravity of this situation, I totally get where you're coming from, Commissioner Heck, and I think, as you stated, it's your personal opinion on this, and you're a sitting board member, and you absolutely have the option to vote no on this, and I understand that you probably will. The challenge with this for me is that you're removing the option of a decision for the next board, given the required timeline by this. And so if you vote no today, and you called for an opportunity to have a community discussion about this, there really is no discussion. There's no opportunity for a refined proposal. And you said that clearly the last elections have spelled that this decision, this solution, needs to come from the people. The people-generated proposals, the last two, have done poorly relative to the proposal that this board put forward initially when we started. That's the best proposal by the grading of the electorate that we've ever seen. It was within 2 points. So to say that it has to come from the people as a position, as a solution, I would frankly disagree and say that they're looking to us to come up with that refined proposal. And I think if given the opportunity, that future board can refine what we've heard from people and say, maybe it does need to look like something a little different than what has been proposed. Could we have used $1.48 or $1.42? Absolutely. But maybe a realistic number is the proposed 93 cents per thousand. What I'm saying is that you're not giving this next board an opportunity to even have that discussion with the community. And I'm not so sure that that's, you're looking at this as not making a decision, but you absolutely are by saying that you don't want them to have that opportunity. So to discuss the merits, you're not putting this to the voters. You're giving the next board an opportunity to do so, to find a solution, to have all the tools in the tool chest. That's all I would recommend. Unfortunately, the timeline is what it is, and it was presented to this board the same time it was presented to me at that library district meeting and that we had. And that was the first introduction that we were going to need to do something by this board. I fully expected us having plenty of time after the electeds, the newly elected board, to have a discussion and put something of an option forward. I've always said that before I'm faced with having to close a jail, which is very likely next year, I would give that decision to the voters. For me, it seems like a decision above my pay grade to close a facility that you haven't even finished paying off yet. You still were going to pay 13.2 cents on your next November 2017 tax bill, and you are likely to be paying on a building that isn't even open yet. It isn't even open. And for talking to the sheriff, you don't just close a jail and open it back up. It's like closing down some sort of electricity generation facility. It could take years to open it back up. And I don't know that the public understands the gravity of this decision right here today, that if we don't give that next board an opportunity to even have a discussion, maybe they reach a conclusion where they don't want to put it to the voters. But if we don't put it forward today, they don't get that opportunity. So for a messy situation to get it this far, I apologize, and I'll take responsibility for that, even though I didn't know the timeline until Councilor Hicks brought it to the board that day. Otherwise, I really think that whatever happens fiscally and not including the option of something going to the voters, that's the responsibility of this board today, and that's the legacy that they will be leaving and giving to the next board. It's really true. You're ending it with the final word without giving the next board even an opportunity to discuss it. So,
yeah, okay. You said it brought it to the board. This was brought to the board. This was never brought to the board.
It is right now.
Yes, and the agenda was already set before we met. And you had any idea? Yeah, right. This was not brought to the board in the admin meeting. Was not brought to the board. This was announced to the board effective on Friday or Saturday. It was the first time I saw it. It didn't come in last Friday. Saturday, I look at this and think, oh, what is it? And I'm going, when did this occur? And I started fishing around. We never had a discussion as far as the commissioners went. We never had a vote that, yes, this should go on to the agenda. It didn't even come in the light of day. The library district, yes. The timeline of meeting all those things for the library district, yes, and I'm fully supportive of the library district, and we are caught in a very tight timeline for them. And then I find out that the law enforcement district is also included in that. And that was never approved by the commissioners. on any vote. It just was never even saw the light of day.
So there were two commissioners here last week. I was at a meeting. How come you guys didn't have a discussion about this? I think you're looking to place some responsibility on somebody else, but there was a quorum of the board here for the entire week. Maybe not a quorum that's been reelected, but if you feel that there's a responsibility of this board, have a discussion about it. I mean, you're as responsible as I am for proposing a solution to this problem while still in office as anybody. And, you know, that you didn't talk about it is nobody's fault but the two that were here as a quorum for the week.
Okay, you want me to call the my fault entirely. I like to have some discussion about something.
So why didn't you?
Because nobody brought it up. It wasn't on the agenda. Nobody brought it up. It wasn't any email from a missing commissioner that this is something that he would like to see brought up and discussed. So spare me the attribution of
or as responsible as anyone else. Can
well, sure, I am responsible.
For
I'm responsible.
Proposing an opportunity for a solution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that the solution has been presented previously by a whole host of different folks. And for whatever the reason, it does not pass. And I don't believe that the way to get around that hurdle is by raising up a big paddle and holding it up to your face and say, here it is, vote and pass it, otherwise you're going to get smacked. I don't like that. I don't think anybody can have a better demonstrated track record of support for public safety and law enforcement than I have had for the last 30 years of my life. So somehow to say that I'm abandoning the law enforcement. No, I'm not abandoning anything. I am one vote in that sense of the people in the community. And I represent those who have elected me to be their voice. And the first vote we had on this thing, it went down. I mean, I supported a district that I got snookered into in one sense, too, in my naivete as a new commissioner. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm not doing this one again. Take those nuisance ordinances and burn them. I'm not doing that again, because there needs to be a corpus of support behind whatever the issue is, and there hasn't been. There isn't, and this is, to me, is simply an end run around the obvious difficulties of trying to raise up a corpus of support from those who vote, and we're simply saying we're going to do this again another way, and back at you. And I just don't like the process, and I don't think it's a good process to go through. Somebody wants to, blame me or somebody else, Commissioner Walker, for whatever. Okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Doesn't change it. Any other comments on that?
No.
Okay. Under number three, request for comments from citizens. We have 2 minutes, and, I'm thinking optimistically. 3 minutes, and we'll just come to the podium, give your name and the location of where you are, not your specific address. And we'll just go across the room. We'll start on this side over here in the back, Sandy, and then whoever might be, anybody else want to speak from this side over here? Yes, and then Steve, go next after Sandy.
Sandy Castanelli, Merlin, Oregon. Thank you, Commissioner Heck, for your stance regarding the law enforcement district. And I disagree with Simon that it's imperative that it has to go on. So the other boards can have the opportunity. They can have the opportunity anytime they want. I want to talk about the library district next then. In 2009, Dwight Ellis and Dave Toler gave the Josephine County Library people $300,000. $225,000 came from our general fund, and that could have gone for, two and a half sheriff's deputies. But Dave Toler says, no, this is an opportunity for them to leverage that $300,000 so that they could get another $300,000. So they got $600,000. Dave Toler says that this is going to be a small price to pay for a forever library. Essentially, it cut the library board free from the county. The only thing in that agreement was is that the county was going to give them the initial books and the building facility, you know, forever. But in 2014, the November 4th election, we had this very special library district for dedicated funds. It was defeated by the electorate. It says on the top, referred to the people by the Josephine County Board of Commissioners. It was defeated. Now, once again, 2 years later, you're bringing the same taxing district, this forever levy, if you want to consider it that way, to the people who already voted no. This should not be put on the ballot out of respect for the people that have voted no already and the initial agreement that was made with the library board. I ask that this board not put this on the agenda and push it through. I don't know who's pushing this politically behind the scenes, but this also should go down to defeat today and not even be brought to the process. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Steve Rouse, Applegate Road, Grants Pass. I would just like to address item one on the agenda, which is the continuation of the discussion, uniform procedure for setting fees by the planning and building departments. These are fees that will affect anybody in Josephine County that wants to improve their property or develop, make development in the county. And I think it's very important that, I would like to suggest that at the continuation, which was December 14th, that hearing be reopened to the public for input. That sounds like from Commissioner Hare that Mr. Hicks has further information and clarification on legal issues. Sounds like you got a letter from Representative Wilson. I think the public should be allowed to comment on that as well as provide their own comments. So that's my only comment, is that because this is a broad-ranging proposal that affects a lot of people in Grants Pass, well, not Grants Pass, but Josephine County, that want to improve properties, that be reopened for further public testimony. It's a very complex issue, wide-ranging, and I think the more you hear from the public, I think the more informed decision you can both make. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Tony Webb, and I am here to support the commissioners putting on the ballot the animal shelter animal control levy to be renewed. It will expire next year, and we would like, there's a group of us who are asking you to put this on the ballot. We can collect the signatures, but we feel that this is an opportunity for the board to support the only levy that has passed in the past 15, 16 years. It's very popular. It passed at 62%, and we're asking for basically the same parameters, 8 cents per thousand. This time we'd like it to go for 5 years. In the last time it was 3 years, but it's very popular. There have been some incredible, dramatic improvements made at the animal shelter and with animal control. It's a good program, and I think that it deserves your support and to be placed on the ballot. So I've prepared a sample of the language, since I was the co-sponsor last time in 2014 with Carl Raskin, and I know that you know him, and we all miss him. You know, he'd be here talking too in support of this, I'm sure. So I prepared the language. It's just the same as the other ballot language, which was approved, and a little bit of the background, the history of how we brought that about. So I'll give this here to Linda for your consideration. Thank you.
That's already settled, Larry. Anybody else on this side? number after Larry, go ahead. And then
Larry Ford, 136 Ferry Road, Grants Pass. I believe you should move the two proposed levies forward. The fact of the matter is, I think the way to decide whether it's a good deal or a bad deal is let the people in our county vote on it. Without the timeline being enforced today, there will be no opportunity. So whether you're for it, against it, don't care. I think you should move it forward and let the citizenry of Josephine County vote on it. I have a little different take on what's happened. Several levies over the last few years have been turned down. This time was actually a little greater than last time. I think it's time to reap what you sow. Maybe it's time that we go tell, you know, I don't know what, with the new president and Republican Congress and Senate, whether we get backing from our own legislatures to continue SRS. Basically, it's welfare. We should enforce our timber cutting contracts and get our money back that way. I think it's time to go to Gay Junction, tell them they need to hire their own law enforcement. Go to the BLM, tell them if they want to have patrols in the county on their roads, they should hire it. And if we have to close our jail, well, the citizens have voted. Let them find out the reality of what happens with absolutely no law enforcement in our county. It's a harsh way to look at it, but I think you guys are just beating your head against a wall that apparently is not going to move. So, thank you.
And anybody else on this side of the board? You're following your number three.
Kurt Ramey, Grants Pass. Good morning, commissioners. On this library district, if I understood right, the charter, the county was supposed to support the library, and then they decided not to. So then an organization, Friends of the Library, started their own nonprofit. So why bring it back to the commissioners and put it to the tax on the people? Let those that want to support the library support it out of their own pocket. Don't make it a mandatory tax. I've lived here since March of 1973. I've only been to the library about a half a dozen times. I'm building my own library on historical things, biblical things, and different things about law. Also, about our community and crime, there is a county in Georgia where everybody is required to have a gun. No crime. And another thing is morality in this city. I'm glad to hear that several pastors are now being allowed to go into the jail to minister to the convicts. But these taxing districts, such as for library, a permanent tax on people that perhaps can't afford it. If you go outside, there's a sign that says, "Why fund corruption?" There is corruption in this town, but you guys might have your blinders on. Other people are agreeing there is corruption in this town. Until we clean up the corruption, it's not going to get passed. And former Commissioner Jim Rathenberg talked about the cabal in the courthouse. So all I can say, try to have a nice Thanksgiving. The people vote just a couple weeks ago on the jail thing and taxes, and another thing on the measure a couple years ago in the voters' pamphlet and the ballot, the money may go to the certain place instead of saying will go to the things. So there's no trust. People said there's no trust in our commissioners. And so try to have a nice Thanksgiving, and thank you.
Bill Hunker, Merlin, Oregon. It comes to me that the district is the issue. The taxing, the levy, can actually be put off till next year for the new board. A district cannot be. But if you go back through all of the levies and all the districts have always gone down much greater. They are the ones that always open the 60%. We hit 61% this time, 7 points higher than the last. pass, 11 points from break-even. If someone isn't getting the message about coming to the table, and I absolutely agree, and that's been my stance from day one, is the three members have to come. John Q. Taxpayer, the sheriff, and the commissioners. And when each one of those entities give, you will find it in the letter. Until each one of those entities give and are at the same table, this is not pushed across the board by a very select few. I've been through all the levies now. There are eight entities that push these levies. Eight entities. That's it. Four people, two unions, and an organization. That is very small, and it's pushed every time at the same time, whether it's some additions in 15. But when you have that, don't have the taxpayer at the table in conjunction with the sheriff, in conjunction, you're not going to get it through. And I think when the public hears about this, it'll get on 65%. I don't care what you're saying, unless you're going to come to the table. I totally agree with what you have to say. The other thing is, I am concerned because I've heard both the new commissioners say publicly that they were for a taxing district. I'm wondering whether there's something behind the scenes on this where they've said, hey, we need a taxing district, and would you please bring it forward for us? That concerns me, but that's conjecture. Thank you.
Anybody else over on this side? Who wants to speak? Sure. Anybody else? We'll move it across the aisle and then have your next.
Brad Converse, Grants Pass. First off, I'd like to just address the library district. Section 14.5 of our county charter, library support. The board shall provide for the support and maintenance of the main library and library branches. If that's not something that the public wants to do anymore, then we need to amend our charter. But the charter is one of the most important documents we have in our county. If it says we have to do that, we have to do what the charter says. That's my personal feeling. So let's go about changing it if we don't feel that way, but let's stick to it if it's in there right now. Regarding the district and public safety, something I've talked to many people about, I've gotten a little bit of support for, and I'd just like to throw it out again. Cave Junction needs to solve their own problem, and having done polls and talking to people out there, they're willing to do that. Who knows how far they'll be able to go with their own resources, but let's give them a shot first. Let's say solve your own problem. That'll free up a surprising amount of resources for the sheriff for rural patrols. Then rural patrols, let's fund that using House Bill 4175, and then we're taking money from the roads. That's not okay either. We have a lot of roads here that need to be protected. That's where you do a one-year gas tax of about 2 cents. With Trump in, energy is likely going to decrease in cost anyways. It's cheaper now than it's been in a long time. 2 cents for the average person in the county would cost them about $20 a year. Being on I-5, we're going to be picking up people from California and Washington. That means that ultimately people in California and Washington are going to be paying for our public safety. That sounds pretty good to me. And for $20, when the price of gas fluctuates dramatically all the time anyways, that seems like a relatively reasonable way to fund our public safety. And then when it comes to the jail, 2018, we're going to have another 13.2 cents once the levy pops, the bond pops out. We'll have a little bit of money there. We kind of need to just figure out something for this next year. Work on both sides, like Bill says. Let's work all together, try and do it the least possible to get us to 2018. Show kind of an olive branch to the no side, and then get to 2018 and move on from there. Thank you.
And then you're next.
Hello, my name is David Everest, Secretary of Mining for Twin Cedar Mining District. A local government. This is a notice to Congressman Greg Walden and all the parties. Dear Congressman Greg Walden, I'd like to ask you to get the GAO to audit the State Lands Office of the BLM's Mining and Minerals. It requires a primary trustee to manage the grant of 1872 and 1870 and 1866. These acts require a trustee. And I'm going to paraphrase from here. Basically, what I'm asking is that he take the Office of General Accounting Office and audit the BLM, their minerals department, for lack of a primary trustee. And the general trustee, Christopher B. DeWitt, is not coordinating government to government to appoint one. And I'm basically entering, I've entered it into the record, and I'd like you to email that out to everybody, for the clerk, to the attorney. And then next week, I'll be in, that I noticed I wrote to the county board and to all the parties that I'm asking you to have a government-to-government meeting with all the miners and the county attorney, and this wouldn't be open to the public. Press could come in just like they do on your meetings that you're talking about stuff, because this will be a lawsuit against the federal government. And we need to have government-to-government coordination, and we can solve these other county issues if we get the mining happening, because in 1933, the governor at the time had a geological survey. We had 51 of the 57 strategic minerals in Jackson, Josephine, Curry, and Douglas County. Estimated value, $14 trillion in 1933. So we have much more minerals now that we've discovered, like rare earths. My mining claim is loaded with magnetic sand, used to make hard drives, used in radar, used in ballistic missile systems for guidance and control systems. I happen to know something about that because my uncle worked on building them. He was an engineer. And I would say we need to coordinate with the DOD to bring in, so we can do analysis here, and it'll be a 15-year program, and it'll mean trillions of dollars. These counties will be the richest counties on the planet. It'll make Wall Street look like pikers. Have a nice day.
Larry? And Mark, I think he's ready now. Larry, you get your name.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mark Seligman. I want to start my little 3 minutes on a very somber and thankful note. Today's November 22nd, 2016. On November 22nd, 2013, at this time, I was in the hospital. My significant other was in Portland. My house had just burned down. Again, there are people in this audience that sent their best wishes for us and helped us out. And I just want to remember them, because at this point, 3 years ago, that's where I was. Now, on to the issue of the day. I think elected officials and appointed officials need a lesson in civics. We live in a democracy. When the voters vote on something 2 weeks ago and elected or appointed officials don't get it, I have a real problem with that. What part of no, Simon, do you never understand? Over and over and over, this community has voted no. When you came into office, you won because you were part of that crowd. It's interesting how you got into office and how you are now. We don't have trust in government because government doesn't trust us. Until such time, we will never vote yes. Regarding Larry Ford's comment about Cave Junction, you are completely false in what you say, because Cave Junction pays the county $160,000 a year for the sheriff. They are on their own. Yes, it is an endorsement. If this board was to vote yes to go forward, you are endorsing this ballot. I want to commend Commissioner Heck for his steadfast denial of this pro-levy talk. There is a man of honor. There is a man who keeps his word. We need elected officials who keep their word. Unfortunately, he won't be with us anymore. The public has voted 60 to 40. State legislators have withdrawn their support from all care, the funding that they were getting on this levy. Commissioner Hare, you say you remove the option from the next board. They'll have plenty of opportunity. There will be community discussion. Isn't the greatest community discussion voting no? How many times do you want to have this community discussion? There's a thing going around the community that maybe we'll have a levy that says no more levies for 5 years. Isn't that possible? Now, Commissioner Harry, you had an opportunity to fund law enforcement, $1.5 million of SRS payments. If it was such an emergency as you claimed, why did you not, as a member of the Budget Committee, vote to do it? I think you're on the Budget Committee. You have said numerous times, Commissioner Harry, well, Greg Walden shouldn't support SRS payments because now we can't get a levy. Well, that's exactly what he did. He didn't support it. So again, the voters have voted. You need to respect their vote. If you cannot respect their vote, then you must resign.
Yes, yes. Anybody else on this side? Or oh, Larry, you'd be next in.
Good morning. My name is Kate Lasky, and I'm the executive director for Josephine Community Libraries. And I want to clarify a couple points about the proposed library district. It's a special district versus a service district. So a special district would be its own entity, and any funds that would be passed by the voter would only go towards the library, versus a service district, which would be operated by the commissioners. A special district would be operated by a separate elected board. There's that one point. The other point I'd like to make is that it's much smaller than the district that was proposed in 2014. It is surrounding, essentially primarily, surrounding precincts that voted yes for the 2014 measure. Three of the precincts did not vote yes, they voted no, but we wanted to keep our Wolf Creek branch open, so we included those two precincts in the new proposed non-contiguous library district. What is important about this proposed district is that it is responsive to the voter. Voters in the county have said that they do not want to fund the library through taxes, and in the city and in Williams and Cave Junction, they voted yes. Because our library still has the same issues of not enough open hours for the public and overcrowding, we are bringing it back to the voter in order to open our libraries for more hours. It's pretty much it's that simple. And then the process itself takes a considerable amount of time to put forward to the commissioners. We wrote a feasibility statement and had to have new meets and bounds drawn by a surveyor. So that is the background information.
Anybody else on this side over here? Sponsor.
Larry West, Grant Pass. First of all, special district. I want to talk about that, but before I get to that, I want to make very clear, because I've heard so much community feedback, the present existing animal shelter proposal of 8 cents per 1,000 is really popular, and it's really in demand, and there's many groups out there that are really jumping up and down wanting this to be on this present new levy. They want you to initiate that levy. So I concur 100% with Tony Webb and what she has proposed, what she's prepared for you, and I hope you go forth of that, because that is a winner. It's not a loser. And it can serve as a winner for other things, too, such as if it were to pass, to come to the table for the voters to look at a special district for law enforcement, which would handle the juvenile justice, the jail, and portions of animal shelters such as animal control. If that were to be brought up as a formal proposal, passage of the animal shelter levied 8 cents per would pull that proposal through. Whereas a library district's already proven that it's a failure, I think it may fail again. It's in the same chute of going down with a standalone proposal for a special district. But again, if you want a winning formula, sign on for renewal of the 8 cents per levy proposal. Go forth with this 93 cents per assessed for a special district in law. but that can be complemented by passage of this first 8 cents per 1,000 animal shelter. And I have to respect what Simon's doing. He's trying to be proactive because of the time, you know, confines that we have, rather than be reactive and be out to lunch with a certain period of time and really no funds to handle public safety. But if you want that to happen, the door to make that happen really is to hop onto the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that's the present renewal of the 8 cents per 1,000 assessed evaluation. That's about $10-$11 per home. And again, that's been proven. Not only has it delivered results, it just got newspaper coverage last week. The people writing in with praise on this very thing. So I really, in summary, want to encourage you to do exactly what Tony has already put forth. Make it easy for us, make it easy for the public, and get in a time shoot to make this happen. Thank you.
Mike Jones, Grants Pass. I disagree with Larry here on. I just think that what Simon was proposing is a Hail Mary in good circumstances where you don't have a bunch of other things. It seems right now there is a ton of levies that are lining up for the May ballot. You have the library, this law enforcement possibility. You have the animal control thing, and on top of that, the schools are planning a $120 million bond, which would be $2 a thousand. That's also going to be on the May ballot. No way in hell. It's just not going to happen. And I understand that. What you're trying to do, I have no fear. You can put it on there if you want to. It's not going to work at all. I think you're just going to have to come up with another way of thinking on this. I think there is an atmosphere now with Trump having been elected that, just like in 1994, when the Republicans took Congress for the first time in 40 years, there was a bunch of people jumping the aisle. To become Republicans. There is going to be a desire amongst many of the legislators to get on board with the program. And I suggest that if you want to make a difference in this county, that you start lobbying Washington to, you know, get in there with what he has promised for the energy sector. It would be foolish not to, and it is certainly a much better chance of success than even the lawsuit that you guys are working on. So, thank you very much.
Last shot, anybody? Miss, okay, bring back the board. Any comments? Chair?
No. I'll make a motion to approve item 2B, which is the initiation and formation of a special library district, approval of letters to cities of Grants Pass and Cave Junction.
And I will second that motion. Also, to realize that this is not a county-wide district. This is a precinct, almost precinct by precinct district. In other words, those who supported the previous efforts by precinct, and we often have this idea that this is a democracy. It's not a democracy. We live in a republic. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. But those who, in the past efforts, have supported the district, because of the plurality of votes, the whole thing went down. So this effort by this district effort is trying to identify those folks, those voters who wanted and who supported the library district, to have the opportunity to vote on it in a specific way just for their areas. This is not a countywide effort. This is a specified precinct effort. I guess that's the best way to say that. Any other comments, Mr. Hare?
No.
Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Yes. Item 2A is approved.
2B.
I'm sorry. One of the, that was a line. 2B is approved, the formation of the Special Library District. 2C.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to initiate the formation of a county service for law enforcement district. Approval of letters to send to the city of Grants Pass and Cave Junction.
Been moved. I will not second that. Dies for lack of a second. On to agenda 4, items 4, the approval of the consent calendar. Consent calendar consists of the following minutes. Land use hearing, Van Colen, on October 31st. General discussion, November 8th. General discussion, November 9th. Executive session, open session, November 9th. Weekly business session, November 9th. County administration workshop, November 10th. General discussion, November 15th. Weekly business session, November 16th. And executive session, open session, November 16th, all in 2016.
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
And I will second that. Call the roll, please.
Yes.
Yes. Any other items on number 5?
No, sir.
Any other matters from commissioners?
None.
Seeing none, it is 10:01. I'm going to move myself. I'm going to thump myself. And this meeting is adjourned.